welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. All right, now we're going to fly down to via the radio waves and check in. I hope it's Palestine, but got to make sure I'm saying this right. I know it's in Illinois. Dan Erdman from Farm Rescue joins us now. So pronunciation on the town name, is it Palestine?
You're spot on. Yep.
Okay, maybe we got lucky because that can kind of go either way. So a big event happening down there. It's the 1,000th farm that Farm Rescue is helping. I am super sad that I've not been able to come down a little ways away. I was hoping maybe in North Dakota or South Dakota this would have come up.
Yeah.
I know Mick was at your 500th, but what is it like down in Palestine today? Is it hot? Is it dry? All of the above?
A little bit of both, yeah. We kind of lucked out today, and hopefully tomorrow for our bigger event. We're inviting some folks out, some media out, and volunteers, just folks that have helped make this possible. I guess it's been real hot the last few days. I just got down here last night myself, right. About a 13-hour drive down from Fargo to Palestine. So it's a little cooler today, about 82 degrees. Kind of a whipping wind, 20 to 25 mile an hour wind, so it's still pretty dry down here.
Well, let's talk about the family itself, and that kind of put you guys in a little bit of a quandary as well, because it's been so dry there that their crop matured a bit earlier than I think you guys are planning for.
Yeah.
So you guys have already been down there for about a week, and things kind of got moved up, but it is what it is. So tell us about the 1,000th family that you guys are helping.
Yeah, so we're at the farm of Brad and Megan Pfeiffer, just north of Palestine, Illinois here. Back in late March, there was some severe weather that moved through the area and actually an EF3 tornado that hit their farmstead, direct hit, destroyed most of the farmstead, equipment, grain storage buildings, took out their home. And again, it was during kind of an important time of year, right around planting season. And talking with them, they said, they lost two combines to that storm. So they said, it would be best if you guys could actually help us with our winter wheat harvest coming up in, late June. And so fast forward to today and the last few days, actually, like you said, we've been down here for a little bit. Weren't sure when exactly it was going to go. We were just kind of waiting for the green light from the family themselves. And again, they made pretty quick work of what they had, around 400 acres of winter wheat. It's saving just a little bit of that for tomorrow, for the event that we're having, and having the media out and some of our volunteers to just kind of recognize this milestone. Again, we don't want to call it a celebration because this is an active assistance operation, but it's something that's worth pausing just to give recognition to so many of the folks that made this possible.
Yeah, it's amazing to me where you guys started. What was it, 2006? Is that when Farm Rescue first got started and you helped out your first people?
Yep, it was spring of 2006. I want to say it was Gladstone, North Dakota, out around Dickinson area, was the very first planting assistance case. And again, that first year, it was really just our founder and president, Bill Gross, and just a handful of other volunteers that really carried the load that entire first planting season. I think they helped around a dozen farm families that first year alone, just again in North Dakota. And we've been blessed over time to do quality work, and it's because of the volunteers that we have and the support that's grown. More sponsors, writing more grants, just a larger donor base, people that believe in what we're doing. So I say, Farm Rescue it truly took a village to get to where we are and support the number of families that we've helped over the years. And again, so honored to have lent a hand to 1,000 families.
It's a tough thing to say, but it's like you guys are expanding in such a rate. I can't imagine, we're talking 1,000 today, but I can't imagine where you guys are going to be 5 or 10 years from now, and there's a celebration of the fact you've been able to help people out, but again, usually tragedy has followed that, so it's kind of like kind of like a mixed bag. But where do you see Farm Rescue? I mean, again, 5-10 years from now, you guys are already in what, 8 states, is that right?
We are. Yeah. Again, we just added Illinois this year. And again, this is about as far as I've ever traveled for an assistance operation that we've been a part of, away from our home base there just south of Fargo. But, you know, honestly, the sky's the limit. As long as we have the resources in place, again, equipment-wise, volunteer-wise, financially, again, to be able to continue adding new states and supporting more families. Again, it's not an isolated need to the Dakotas, is what we've quickly found with this process. So, if we're able to do it, we want to support more families, right, and keep expanding. So, like you said, those milestones have been coming a lot more quickly than when I first started back in 2017. I remember that 500th case back in 2017. And again, we're talking 6-7 years now, and we've already done another 500. So right. I think they'll be coming a lot faster now.
Well, and you couldn't do this without all the sponsors. To be honest with you, I got like 5 minutes left with you, and we could probably spend that entire time with all the donors that you guys have. But you have some major donors that we want to give a pat on the back to, and I think a few of them are actually coming down to join you tomorrow and just celebrate the work that you guys are doing. And that's John Deere, and I believe Nutrien Ag Solutions are a part of that.
Absolutely. Again, everything we do is because of the generosity of others, and it starts with those individual donors that have supported us over the years. But obviously, the business sponsors who believe in what we're doing and see the impact that we're making for not only their clientele but just people in their communities. So again, we have a tremendous family of sponsors who allow this to take place. Again, they're putting up the funding that allows us to do this. So yeah, John Deere is going to be down here tomorrow. We'll have Nate Clark, the vice president of the John Deere Foundation, is going to say a few words at this, again, kind of small event we're holding tomorrow morning. We'll have a local manager from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Again, other big sponsors like the Ingolstadt Foundation, Anheuser-Busch, Busch Light, Hess Corporation, and Wiffles Hybrids. Just tremendous partners to us over the years. And John Deere, not only at the corporate level, but so many of those local dealers. Again, RDO kind of really got things going for us and still been a great supporter of ours. But Gooseneck Implement, Leading Edge, Langdon Implement, some of those up in our territory, Green Iron Equipment, True North. A lot of local dealers have jumped on board to help us over the years. Parts, service, when we need something done, they jump into action because they know what we're trying to do. So it has been so many people that have made this possible, and a lot of folks that we need to thank.
Yeah. I do want to reemphasize, and I think I know the answer to this. I think a lot of people know. So for like the Pfeiffer family, for you to come down there and help them harvest their winter wheat, they lost two of their combines, and who knows what else they have lost in this. But what is the cost for you guys to come down and help them? What expense do they incur?
They don't incur any expense, and that's why Farm Rescue has lasted as long as it has. We call it a hand up. It's not a handout, but we're not expecting anything of the families that we're coming to help, because they have enough on their shoulders. So right. The farmers, again, well, they're in charge of input costs, fuel for the equipment that we're bringing down here. But we don't charge those families for us to come down here and do this. It's not like a custom combining crew that they're paying to come down and tackle this for them, because like I said, they have enough going on that we want to lighten the burden and not add to it. And so it's a big expense, and thankfully we've had support behind us to make it happen for since 2006.
It is crazy to think about. And the other part of this, I think about the reaction. I have no idea how the Pfeiffer family received you guys. I'm sure it was with open arms, but that'd be payment enough for me right there to just feel the emotion from those families to get that relief, to know that their crop is going to be taken care of and get in, because that's their livelihood. That's how they live.
Absolutely. And again, that's what it's all about. Like I talk about easing the burden, and a lot of times you can see it lifted just when our equipment rolls into the yard. And I've had the opportunity and the pleasure of talking with a lot of the families that we've helped over the years. That's my favorite part of this job is hearing firsthand the impact that this is making for their operation. And you hear it a lot of times. I don't know that we would have been doing this next year if you guys hadn't come. So, we get choked up talking about it and just the bonds that are formed in the short amount of time that our our volunteers are here helping these folks. Again, they last a lifetime. Yeah. These families and our volunteers and our staff we're exchanging Christmas cards years down the road. A lot of our volunteers are planning their trips up the next year to support us, and they're making pit stops at the families that, you know, at the farms that they've supported in the past. So just the camaraderie that's been built throughout the history of Farm Rescue is so far reaching, and honestly, it's the best part of working for this organization.
I'm assuming you do, but Dan, do you have stories of maybe people that you helped? You know, again, I don't know if it dates all the way back to 2006, but let's just say 10 years ago, that come back around and all of a sudden they're helping you help somebody else down the road.
We've it's a common occurrence again, and a lot of the folks that I talk to, they are still operating, you know, years down the road, and that's exactly what we want to see. We want those farms to continue on, and so it's a lot of times when I'm interviewing a farmer, we hear, you know, I want to do this down the road. You know, it might not be for a few years, but, you know, once I get closer to retirement or I have a little more free time, this is exactly what I want to do. I want to pay it forward. And I'm going to call him out right now because it's a gentleman that I think very fondly of. His name's Larry Lyer, down around the Napoleon, North Dakota area. His family was helped on two separate occasions, you know, years apart. Two of his children have a rare condition that required a lot of, you know, hospital visits, and Farm Rescue came down, and again, fast forward a decade later, and Larry Lyer calls us up and says, I'm coming to volunteer this year. My son's taking over the farm. It's time. And so, love hearing stories like that. And, just seeing folks pay it forward, because that's what the farming and ranching community is all about. It's just paying it forward to the next person.
Visiting with Dan Erdman here in Farm Talk. He's at the site of the 1,000th farm that is being rescued in Palestine, Illinois. Dan, unfortunately, I'm out of time for today. Give the website real quick for folks if they want to read the story or help donate. Where can they go?
Absolutely, farmrescue.org.
And then we're going to check in with you guys again tomorrow, because the celebration really kicks in tomorrow, at least with sponsors and such. And we want to get some more feedback from that. And maybe we'll get a chance to visit with one of your sponsors as well. But Dan, thank you for the work that you do. We appreciate you hopping on. I know you're busy today, but we'll visit with you guys again tomorrow.
Thanks so much, Eric. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Dan Erdman, Farm Rescue, 1,000. Wow. Operations help. And they're going to keep going on. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Farm Talk coming up in just a moment.